Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From the halls of Bonders
to the 34 after the hour. You know that song. It's all patriotic music today, folks. It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating the 4th of July, my 20th consecutive 4th of July live radio program, and I'm glad you're here. We got great music. We've got a great theme. What could be better than Independence Day in America? The world is better, folks. When on 4th of July, 1776, the world didn't know it, but a great thing happened for the world. Warts and all, America was born, and the world is better for it. And one of the great Americans that I know, folks, is a great member of our Brain Trust, Bob Dylan Schneider, is here. Bob is a long-time godly, coming up on 17-year member of my Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group and formerly led the Hill & Knowlton organization. And he's the author of so many books, I had to bring him in the studio in a wheelbarrow. Power and Influence is one. 50 Plus is another one. The Critical 14 Years is another one. Moses, CEO. I'm on and on. The stack is high here. He's our good friend, Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is thrilling to be on the show. It's great to hear the Marine Corps hymn. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at a photograph of my Uncle Frank, who was in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, and, as was my son. Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I'm going to spend the rest of the day calling my friends in the United Kingdom, telling them what a great thing they did when they gave us independence.
Exactly. Yeah, I love teasing my friends in England about this. My favorite thing is to talk about their accent. That's what, if you want to get them going, talk about their accent.
Absolutely.
Because they've
got their problems right now, but our country is on a roll, and if we can continue it, it's going to be terrific for the next generation.
What do you think about that? What do you think? Give us your opinion of where you think America is today.
Well, I think we're taking America back. I think that's what's happening. With deepest respect to Obama, and he's a nice guy, he just didn't know what he was doing. We spent 8 years.
But he had a misguided. He had a misguided opinion of what America should look like.
Well, he did, and it's a shame. But I think Trump has got us back on the right track. You know, Trump shoots himself in the foot virtually every day.
Yeah.
But having said that, some of the executive orders he's done, the regulations he's rolled back, the changes I think he's going to make in the tax law, it's pretty exciting. This is going to make it a great place to be. The stock market reflects that.
Well, let me tell you, talking about regulations, let me tell you a quick story. Last month, end of the month, the guy who knows more about that than anybody in the world, Wayne Cruz, is a longtime original member of my Brain Trust. He works for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's the guy who everybody counts on to know about what's going on in the regulatory state. And he reported on my show about 3 weeks ago. He said, Jim, after 3 years of record regulations under Obama, year after year after year, he said, I went to the register and there were no new regs. He said, I've never seen that before.
Well, I'm really happy that that is the case, and I'm happy that Trump is rolling this stuff back. I think it's really good.
Well, you know, I agree with 100% because what a lot of people don't realize, Bob, is that, and I know you know this, is that the regulatory state had gotten to the point where it was more onerous on small businesses than the competition and then and taxes.
As a small businessman, I completely agree with that. But, you know, Trump also has a great cabinet. He's got people like Rick Perry and Ben Carson and Linda McMahon. He's got a really wonderful group of people who are driving the business.
Well, what I like about, and a lot of people don't like him, but you got to give the devil his due, so to speak. If you look at his cabinet, there are two things that I like about them for the most part. Number one, first and foremost, they're people he didn't even know before he actually
right,
joined
them. The best people.
You know what I mean? These aren't cronies.
Yep.
Number two, you think Tillerson is a crony? Heck no, he's not a crony. And then number two is these are all people who who know how to be held accountable for what they do.
You got strong people to make decisions, and they have no hesitation to do it, and I think that's going to be great for our country.
Have you read the reports of what Tillerson is doing in the State Department?
Oh, I think he's remarkable, and it doesn't brook any unpleasantness or any phoniness.
Well, talk about the, you know, we hear the thing that I've been concerned about for a long time, I say a long time, for about a 9 months or so, has been the concept of what we call the dark state or the deep state, the entrenched bureaucrats who may agree or disagree with any particular president who can cause trouble on their own. They're unelected. Well, guys like Tillerson are getting rid of those people.
We're draining the swamp person by person.
People don't realize really that's what's going on right now if they don't read certain publications, do they?
That's exactly right. I do have concern about the Russians at this point. I think there's got to be something there not helpful to us.
Right, right. Well, I want to talk about that when we come back after this break. I want to talk about the concept of genius clusters. I'm talking to one of my favorite geniuses, folks, Bob Dylan Snyder, and I want to get his thoughts on the concept of a genius cluster, because that's what was going on when our nation became independent. We declared our independence, 40 something years ago. There was a genius cluster there. We'll talk about that after the break. Happy 4th of July.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.